Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When's he coming?
August.
Teddy Swims.
Oh, he's so good.
This is a jam.
Have you gotten tickets?
Sam.
Sam.
The day that I found out he was coming, I have a network of a network so of a Rolodex.
She does not have tickets
so
yet.
You were flexing your VIP?
Ness.
I did. Tickets are secured.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. The minute I heard he was coming.
Is he going to be at Starlight?
It's Starlight, which is my favorite venue. You know that.
It's a great venue.
And we're doing, you know, maybe two concerts this summer. Not a ton.
Which ones are you picking, then?
Well, I mean, Air Supply, please.
So you're letting Toad the Wet Sprocket go?
Ooh, I might have to add that one.
I mean, you got to throw the devil horns at Air Supply.
Yeah. But Teddy
would
Swims
you throw devil horns at Toad the Wet Sprocket?
I would go to Toad to listen to Something's Always Wrong. It's the greatest song they've ever recorded.
Okay, that's false, but okay.
I don't know that I'd throw horns. That's not the horns vibe there. Are you going to go to Toad?
Air Supply is?
I might.
Oh, yeah. They make all the stadiums rock, Sam.
They haven't made a single stadium rock
yes,
ever.
Yes, they have. They will make the Argosy Stadium rock.
Hey, Kansas City, are you ready to soft rock?
But by the way, in the song where they say, we made the stadiums rock, it's a slow song.
Yeah, where they made the stadiums rock.
You can't make a stadium rock in a slow song.
Well, maybe they're not talking about the music.
Like a rocking chair.
And that's not right. What I'm talking about.
I will tell you the average age of my fellow air
suppliers.
Is
85.
It's
70-ish.
We make a strong showing in the 50s and 60s.
They need an assisted air supply.
Let's just say there are a lot of AARP cards in there.
Bring your own because it's going to be warm.
They bring their own air supply. You're saying there's a lot of oxygen canisters in there.
I wouldn't light a cigarette.
Stop it.
Man, you're on fire today, dude.
May Day, everybody.
Yes, May Day.
Do you know what? I remember in elementary school, one of my loveliest memories is we would make May Day baskets for our mothers. Why don't we do that anymore? I want a May Day basket.
Why would you make a May Day basket for your mother? May Day is a celebration of workers. I'm not saying that moms don't work. I almost stepped in on that one.
No, it's not. They're May Day baskets you would take to your mom. You would put flowers in the baskets and take them to your mom for May Day. What is May Day, by the way?
May Day is the International Workers' Day, celebrating the social and economic achievements of the labor movement. It is also celebrated as a traditional spring festival overseas. You could ask your European friends about that, but they're probably out celebrating May Day.
No.
Did May Day used to be the same as Mother's Day, and they just had to move it
May
because
Day
they were tired?
No. This doesn't have anything to do with labor. May Day flower baskets are a tradition of giving small baskets of flowers and sometimes other treats to friends and neighbors on May 1st. The practice stems from ancient spring festivals, which celebrates the return of spring and new growth. You don't bring your neighbor a basket of flowers and go, hope you had a great work week. Smell them. They smell good.
In ancient history, it was known as Beltane. Celebrating fertility.
Did you not ever make a Mother's Day, a May Day basket for your mother?
I don't think so.
And we would make them out of paper. The basket would be, oh my gosh, I remember this. I loved construction paper when I was a kid. You would pick your paper of construction paper.
Yeah.
And you would make a cone. Okay, you make a little cone.
Okay.
And we would get to use the teacher's stapler. And we would staple the seams and make a little cone, you know, like you would do like that sort of, but better. And then you put the flowers in them and you take them home to your mom.
And you can also dance around the maypole.
Is there a maypole? I sort of remember that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that down to the Shady Lady?
No. NPR did a story on this. It says a forgotten tradition, May Basket Day. I don't know why that's a forgotten tradition. I think it's absolutely lovely.
It's also May Day is also part of the International Workers Movement.
Thank you, Dan.
That they have also chosen this day. They're completely unrelated.
So the workers just had to come in and steal the joy of May from the Maydayers.
Listen to this. Eventually, May Day Basket Day, like spring flowers arranged in the baskets, began to wilt and droop. Though vestiges of the sincere ceremony still pop up on the internet, in real life, the event has pretty much ceased to exist.
Hmm. Springtime festivities.
And you would also, Scott, you would hang them on people's doorknobs. I don't know when the NPR article says maybe the ritual receded because of a national fall from innocence or an increased desire for get off my lawn privacy.
Okay, speaking of things that have sort of gone the way of the dinosaur in the current era, and maybe the May Day basket did, I need to have a seminar, and I'm being serious about this. Regarding toilet papering somebody's home. So in the last 2 weeks, in my neighborhood, there are some kids who are seniors and you wake up on any given day and you see that the neighbor across the street, they got toilet papered.
It's such a mess.
A senior. No, these kids do not toilet paper homes properly anymore. It's almost like a secondary thought.
You know why?
No, I don't, because they think they're on Ring doorbell or something.
Yes, everyone has a Ring doorbell. Well, that's exactly why.
God forbid. What you really think I would press charges against somebody who TP'd my house?
Stranger things
have happened. Some people would.
But I remember back in the day when TPing somebody's house was an art.
Last century.
I know. And, I mean, it wouldn't just be in the trees. The toilet paper would be over the roof. It would be everywhere. And it wasn't one roll. It was 6 rolls.
They were also cheaper back then.
Only 6 rolls? We would buy the whole like 16 pack, and if we didn't use them all at
Sam,
one house,
I'm telling you, I've driven through my neighborhood just shaking my head in disgust.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
At how poorly these kids toilet paper homes anymore.
You need to vandalize better.
Exactly.
My mother used to say, Sam, when I was back in high school, she would go, they need to stop these kids when they all go into the grocery store and buy 9 24 packs of toilet paper. Those kids are up to no good. You want a law stifling the number of rolls kids can buy under a certain age? And she said, well, not a law, but it's not because they need the toilet paper. And when they see them doing that, they should stop them. My mom used to say that all the time.
And I think if you should go into the high school, Scott, and give a tutorial.
I think I might.
And if your friend tells you that a good idea is to draw something in mustard on a concrete driveway, don't.
Oh.
Well, I never heard about that.
Is that actual vandalism?
It doesn't go away. And then the homeowner gets very upset.
If you use mustard, it stains permanently?
I totally didn't do that ever.
No, I'm being serious. If you use mustard on somebody's driveway, it stains permanently?
It went away after a couple of years.
Huh.
But yeah, we drew some things on a driveway. That remained.
From the text line, Scott, you are correct. These kids these days are amateurs at TPing. I told you.
I would like to go on record and say that I think they have all done a fine job, because what's going to happen to you is that someone hearing this is going to go, oh, let's go get old man Park's house where they show him. And then I'm going to laugh at you for a week.
And you're going to walk outside and go, is this single ply?
Right.
Well done.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, Dana, it is not a lost art. I'm perusing through Facebook.
Yes.
And I see a post from a friend of mine on Facebook named Christina. And look what is on the door at her house.
It's a May Day basket. And look what it's made out of. Do you see that? It's so cute.
It's paper.
It's a paper plate.
And look what's in the May Day basket. What is that?
A little flower.
That's right.
So cute.
Caroline in Raymore. Caroline, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well, thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to comment with Dana on that. When the early grades of elementary school, our teacher would make copies of, you know, a basket with flowers,
yep.
And we would color it and then cut it out, hang it on our neighbor's doorknob, you know, by the handle. And I asked somebody at work about it today, actually everybody at work, nobody knew what I was talking about.
Oh, come on.
They had never done it. I know, and I couldn't believe it. They looked at me like I was crazy. So I'm glad. and so I'm glad that there was somebody on Scott's Facebook page that had a picture of it.
So are your coworkers your age? Are they younger? Like, do you think it's a generational thing? Like,
so they're all my age, and, you know, we're in our 50s. So I don't know, one girl grew up in Wichita, one grew up in Freeman, Missouri. So, you know, I don't know. They just they didn't know what I was talking about. So I don't, maybe they just didn't have creative teachers. I don't know.
I
don't want to dish on the teachers or anything. But yeah, it was always a fun day to look forward to. We'd go around the neighborhood, hang them on the neighbor's doorknob, knock on the door, and leave. So.
I love it.
It was fun. And I also want, if I have a quick minute, I also want to comment on the TPing thing. So a friend of mine and I used to go to McDonald's and hide rolls of toilet paper in their ceiling. You know, when they had the... So we didn't have to go to the grocery store and buy, you know, 9 24 packs. It would just...
You stole it.
No, we borrowed it.
Borrowed it? Did you return it?
That was up to the person that had to clean up their yard.
Right.
Right on. All right, Caroline. Jeez Louise.
That's hilarious.
Kohl's has fired their CEO, Ashley Buchanan, after just 4 months on the job, the latest in a series of negative developments for one of Wisconsin's largest companies. Buchanan was fired after he violated company policy by directing Kohl's to, quote, engage in vendor transactions that involved a conflict of interest. By the way,
why don't you tell our fine listeners what the conflict of interest entails?
He was apparently directing business to his significant other's business. I don't understand why the rich cannot be satisfied with being rich. Mr. Buchanan, who had only been on the job for 4 months, had a base salary and stock options that paid him more than $20 million a year, making him one of the wealthiest Wisconsin executives.
You don't get to that point in your career without being money hungry.
You know, he's a relatively young guy. Here's what I've never understood. How does somebody reach the heights of being a CEO of a major American corporation, which, by the way, had a terrible March sales report, negative 9.4%? How does one get to those heights if it's not through some sort of familial connection? Where
you just answered your question.
I know I did. Where you're being paid 20 million a year based on what? That you can turn around a company? He clearly was not.
But before he was the CEO of Kohl's, he was the CEO of Michael's chains.
Like I said, how do you get to the top when you're, I think he's in his 40s, if I'm not mistaken.
Very young.
How does that even happen? By the way, he is the company's third leader in 4 years. He lasted 4 months. They're about to have their fourth in 4 years.
Four months.
Yeah. If you watch Fox and Friends, Steve Doocy is leaving, kind of, sort of. He's been on Fox and Friends for 30 years. Joked earlier today, and I did watch his, and I use air quotes here, farewell. Said, Doocy, it's a great job, but the hours suck. Yeah. I'm not. He has, by the way, a local connection. I don't know if he went to the University of Kansas. I think he did. Let me look that up. But he's only going to be on the show for 3 days a week now. He's 68 years old. His wife lives in Florida. And he is moving home to Florida. Yes, he graduated from the University of Kansas. Hmm. Anyway, he's only going to be on Fox and Friends 3 days a week, and he will be broadcasting from his home in Florida. And they had this big going-away party for him this morning, gave him some tennis shoes and pickleball stuff.
Listen to this post from the Kansas City Police Department today. You can hide the trucks, but our property crimes detectives are detectives for a reason. They towed a bunch of tow trucks and brought them back into town Wednesday. Predatory towing is illegal, and our investigation continues. So listen to this. The ongoing predatory towing investigation has now led them up north, where they are building their case. It has bled into Clinton County at this point, and some property in Holt, Missouri, where they executed a search warrant. And look at all of the tow trucks that were towed. They're different companies, different colors, Sam. One of them is lime green. One of them is black and red.
Good.
They also seized multiple vehicles. So if you had your vehicle held hostage or you don't know where it is.
Were there possibly three different tow companies involved on those trucks?
It looks like three different tow trucks.
Interesting.
They can't release additional information because it involves an active investigation.
If you Google the names on those trucks, do they all come back to
the same address?
Yes, the same place. Huh, interesting.
I am so glad they're going after those awful people.
I am too.
It makes me so happy.
They are literally the dredge of our society. Yep. They prey on people who cannot afford, not all of them, but many of them. They prey on people who otherwise have done nothing wrong and cannot afford to get their car back. And that car is what provides them with their rides to work and their income. These people are evil.
And it's not like there's, you know, plenty of work for tow trucks around town legally. There is.
Well, I wonder if the market is saturated, though, and that we have so many different tow companies, some reputable. Santa Fe Towing Company.
Santa Fe is fantastic.
One of our favorites. I don't want to lump all of them into the same bunch because that's not fair. There are legitimate towing companies who do good work. You know, it's expensive, yes, but operating a tow truck is not cheap. But there are some people in this town who own tow trucks who are literally there are warm rooms in hell waiting for them.
Yep,
because they prey on the weak and the poor.
Well, what they were doing was stealing. I mean, honestly, what it comes down to is they were stealing.
You're exactly right, Dana. That's what they're doing. They are stealing a car. And good on you, Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, and any of the other law enforcement agencies in this town who have said enough is enough. And this is not going to continue any longer on our watch. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Texters, you are correct, and I will correct myself. It is not the dredge of society. It is the dregs of society. I misspoke, and I apologize because I'm not very intelligent. A story here from ABC News. As measles cases are on the rise in the United States, Chicago has reported the city's first case of the year. The Chicago resident is an adult, who traveled internationally through O'Hare Airport in early April, according to public health officials.
He got on a plane with the measles.
The individual, who had one prior dose of the measles vaccine, had a rash onset on April 25th and has been isolated at home since being diagnosed. Breakthrough infections, when someone still gets sick despite being vaccinated, are rare but possible. Keep in mind he had one prior dose. Most people get two. Vaccinated people who get measles are less likely to spread. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Chicago Department of Public Health urging residents to get two doses of the vaccine.
Will they work backward and contact whoever it was sitting next to him on the plane? I would want to know that.
What about who was sitting next to him in the gate?
A lot harder to figure that out.
Very hard.
But if you were seated right next to him on the plane, I would want to know that.
Dana, I would make the argument anybody on that plane. What about the people that he passed to get to his seat?
Sure.
You know, what about the person sitting the three people sitting behind him, three people sitting in front of him? I mean, this is one of the most, if not the most, contagious virus on the planet.
Yeah, that's why we eradicated it.
Well,
and now
we did
back.
In 2000, and yeah, it's back because people are dumb.
Listen to this. We have a little bit more information on the terrible death of John Elway's agent, who fell out of a golf cart, struck his head, suffered a traumatic brain injury, and died. Listen to this. They are saying John Elway was driving the golf cart. He was not drinking. It turns out it was not his son in the golf cart. It was some MTV guy named Johnny Bananas.
Huh?
And his wife was seated up front with Elway. So Elway and his wife are up front, all right? We had guessed maybe someone turned left and the agent fell out right. That's not what happened. This was a traditional two-seater golf cart. John Elway and his wife were seated together up front, and his agent and this MTV star were standing on the back platform where the golf clubs go. They were just standing.
Okay.
And when the golf cart took off, the man lost his balance standing on the back of that cart. Hmm. That's about a foot and a half off the ground. Fell straight back and struck his head on the concrete.
And it's not like there's foot traction where the bags go.
No, he just flew off.
Yeah, it's just slick plastic.
Terribly sad. They're saying there's no indication there was any drinking involved, anything like that. Just a horrible, horrible accident.
Yeah, by the way, Johnny Bananas, otherwise known as Johnny Devenanzio, and yes, he is famous for being a contestant on MTV.
So
if you look at his filmography, it is every single show that he has been a contestant for on MTV, and that's it.
How does one become famous doing that?
I think we overuse the term famous, by the way, in this world.
He's internet famous.
He's listed as an actor and a TV personality, and so I wanted to see what TV shows he had been on. Yeah, he has been a contestant on basically every MTV show.
But to be famous, don't people have to know who you are? Like, your name actually means something? It triggers something in their brain?
He's famous enough he was on a golf cart with John Elway and John Elway's agent.
Well, I understand, but just because you know somebody who is famous, John Elway, doesn't mean that you're famous. Just because you've been on television, like, for example, every morning I sit in my little home office and I go through the internet and I look for stories to send to you and Sam, things we might be able to talk about during the day.
Yeah.
And almost without fail, this is at least once a week, sometimes it's two or three times a week, I see so-and-so arrested for DUI. And I'm like, who the hell is that? So I'll click on it, right? Or so-and-so's been arrested for domestic violence or, whatever. Name your little crime they've been arrested for it, or they announce that they're pregnant or they're having a baby, whatever. I click on it, and more often than not, it's some Real Housewives of fill-in-the-city star.
Yeah.
Being on the Real Housewives of Las Vegas or the Real Housewives of New Jersey or the Real Housewives of Atlanta does not make you a star. Nobody's ever heard of you.
He did host a show. My apologies. He's not only been a contestant. He hosted a show for no network. There's no network listed. It's called Celebrity Sleepover. There were four episodes. He's a star.
Okay.
Right.
He was a hero that day. He desperately, desperately tried to save his agent.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I know.
That is too bad. The Kansas City teenager who was arrested on federal charges related to an arson incident at a Tesla dealership here in town has been released from custody with several bond conditions.
Yep.
McIntyre, first name escapes me here.
Owen.
Owen McIntyre, thank you. It's not in the story from Channel 5. Owen McIntyre, a 19-year-old who has been charged with one count of unlawful possession of a destructive device, one count of malicious damage by fire, was arrested 2 weeks ago in Massachusetts. Federal court documents revealed proposed conditions for McIntyre's release include home confinement under his parents' supervision in Parkville. They must be thrilled. An active employment or education program and a restriction of travel to the Western District of Missouri, as well as Wyandotte and Johnson counties.
Okay, so in the last couple of hours before you saw this, I read that they are now going back to a judge and asking them to revoke that home confinement. And all they're saying is, we have new evidence in the case.
Who's they?
Prosecutors.
Okay.
Prosecutors prosecuting this case apparently went in front of a judge this afternoon, said, we have new evidence and we are going to ask that you revoke the home confinement. Basically, put the person
back in jail.
In jail.
Because it doesn't make sense if the conditions were, let's say that the prosecutors fail in that attempt,
yep.
Okay? Just for the sake of the argument. Home confinement under his parents' supervision, but yet he's required to seek active employment and education, and he has a restriction of travel to the Western District of Missouri as well as Wyandotte and Johnson counties in Kansas. Well, how is that home confinement?
Also, Parkville is in the Western District of Missouri, is it not?
It is.
So how?
So this was.
So you're confined to a place you're banned from.
No. What they're saying is he's on home confinement, but he's allowed to travel throughout the Western District of Missouri.
Oh, gotcha.
As well as Wyandotte and Johnson counties. But that's not home confinement.
Yeah, I don't know. This was 17 minutes ago from Channel 41 that says prosecutors citing new evidence are asking that to be revoked.
So his attorney is making the argument today that Owen McIntyre is, and I'm quoting here from him, an adolescent first-year college student with no criminal history, deep ties to the community, a stable, supportive home. He has well-documented medical and mental health needs, including autism, ADHD, depression, and gender dysphoria that require ongoing care and structure which can only be provided in the community. His attorney is making the argument in court today that McIntyre takes daily medications for depression and ADHD.
Okay.
So he is transitioning.
Correct.
They are transitioning.
Correct. He's accused of starting a fire that burned several cyber trucks at the Kansas City, Missouri Tesla dealership on March 17th of this year. All right. Story here. Knights Inn are having a moment. Americans are twice as likely to favor hosting guests at home rather than going out.
Really?
Staying in is the new going out.
I agree.
That is according to a study of 2,000 Americans, which found of those who have a preference, 72% say they would rather stay in with their significant other or with friends, and only 28% of Americans say they prefer to go out.
In fact, this just came up today. Johnny said, you want to go out tonight, babe? You want to go have dinner? You want to? And I go, no.
Because Wheel of Fortune comes on at 6:30.
That seems like a lot. Can we just not like grill steaks here? We're just going to grill at home. I love staying in.
Okay.
Welcome.
I love it.
Welcome now, to my party.
Now, not to listen, be a broken record, because we've been saying this a lot
We went
lately.
Last night.
Who are you?
We went last night and had a quick dinner and drinks with two of our very dear friends at Silo. You know I love Silo.
Silo's a great place.
We went and hit Silo last night. We were there about an hour and a half, home by like 7:45. Still had time to watch one of my episodes of Your Friends and Neighbors, which is my favorite show of all time. And then we went to bed early. So I feel like if we do that once, I can't do a twofer anymore. I'm not in for the twofer. I want to stay in tonight.
Sam, go ahead.
Let me make sure I'm not going to choke or anything. I want to be very clear in my diction. Who are you?
It's just nice to be in.
I've been telling you that for years. You said I was a weirdo.
I know.
Because I like to go home and we cook and then we watch some TV. We
watch some Wheel of Fortune.
The other night we went for a walk down the trail. It was lovely. I don't need to spend $60 a night going out to eat.
Yeah.
When we can just have cod, which is what we're having tonight.
Pick a cod, any cod.
We are going to pick a cod, any cod.
Really?
Sam, I might have some leftovers that I'll bring in for lunch tomorrow.
Okay. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the lady who tripped and fell onto the baggage carousel?
Oh, it was awful.
She's coming around.
You stole that from me.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Sam, you missed. Dana's going to have to hear this story twice now. You missed the instant karma story from when we were getting back from Mexico on Friday, Friday. So you know the greatest pet peeve for all of us on this show is that person on the plane who's got to get off.
Yep.
Just darting for the exit.
Right. So we are in the second to last row, T and me, right? And I'm in the window. She's in the middle. There's a guy to her right. There are two kids, and by kids, I mean 18, 20 years old. You know, they're adults, but young adults. And when the plane landed at KCI, they jumped up and started going down the aisle. The guy next to T says, "Hey, guys, what are you doing?" And they're like, "Our parents are up front. We've got to get up front."
No, you don't.
Now, they got two rows farther, and then everything just stopped.
Wait, how old were these guys?
18 or 20.
Then you don't need to run up to your parents.
Mommy and daddy are going to be just fine. Put the pacifier back in your mouth. So anyway, the guy sitting next to T says, "Guys, there's plane etiquette. We go row by row by row by row, and everybody gets off a lot quicker. You're blocking the lane, the aisle, and now it's going to take everybody longer." They weren't having it. They kept arguing, "Our parents are up front. We've got to get to our parents."
No.
Okay.
He's like, "Whatever, guys, whatever." So they didn't give an inch, all right? They finally get off the plane. We're about 5, 6, 7 people behind them. When we got off the plane, one of the brothers was standing on the skywalk right outside of the plane door with mom or aunt or whomever he was with, and he's screaming, "He's such a blanking moron. He's an idiot."
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on?
What happened?
One of the brothers in their rush to get off that plane to be with mommy and daddy.
Left their stuff?
Left their passport in the back.
No.
Left their passport in the back of the
plane. Oh my God.
Instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we went down to the baggage collection, right? Have you been to the international part of KCI yet? Okay. So it's just this one room with border and customs guys down there.
Okay.
And you have just one baggage
line.
Carousel. It's
That's
huge.
It.
But there's an escalator that comes up or that goes down to the baggage carousel where that's where you get off the skywalk and you come down the escalator to the baggage carousel. Moron Dum Dum Baby, who had to get off that plane that very moment, he didn't come down for another 10 minutes.
Good. I'm
Please
glad.
Please tell me that when he finally came down the escalator, you looked at him and said, "Excuse me, I've got to get to my mom
Excuse
and dad.
Me, my, by the my mommy and daddy's bag just came off."
Happy May Day. When we get back, I will ask Scott why you don't bring me flowers anymore. In honor of Barbara Streisand's announcement that she is releasing a duet album, we shall sing a duet.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is... sadly, Scott Parks.
It's Neil Diamond.
Here on KMBZ. I want the record to reflect as we do this very quickly. I'm aware of this song, but until last night, I had never heard this song in its entirety, and I listened to it twice.
And I'm very happy that we only have 2 minutes. So
am I.
Barbara Streisand has announced that Babs will be releasing a smash hit duet album in honor of her legacy and her contribution to the music landscape with artists like Barry Gibb and Neil Diamond. and we shall honor her on this very program.
This is so embarrassing.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night.
When it's good for you, babe, and you're feeling all right. That's enough.
I just have to, I don't want us to pay for it, so keep going.
No, we're good.
No, keep it going. You got the whole song there.
It's May Day, and you don't bring me flowers anymore. Thank you, Sam.
How okay, you just gave up on
every
it.
Single
it used to be so natural.
Used to be.
To talk about forever. But used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
I remember all the things you taught me. I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry.
You have the worst singing voice I have. You're worse than my mom.
You know what your mom says?
God doesn't care. Yeah, that's right. That's what she told my dad.
Sing that, Barbara Streisand.
Maggie, you have the worst voice I've ever heard. Well, God likes it, Mayo. And my dad just shut up.
My God, I would have loved your dad.
He was honest, if nothing else. 43% of Americans say that money is negatively impacting their mental health. Hmm.
Yeah, and the other 57% are lying.
What? The other 57% are lying. That's right. All right. And Bluebell ice cream is—they've announced the flavor they're bringing back.
Yes.
It is going to be Groom's Cake ice cream. Won the Scoop Revival flavor tournament.
Groom's Cake.
Groom's Cake ice cream. It's coming back.
Right.
They had apparently an online survey. That's the one that won.
Tastes like Groom's Cake.
Today is May Day.
You going to buy 3 pints?
It is also Phone-In Sick Day, School Principal's Day to my brother. Happy School Principal's Day. Celebrating birthdays today, Tim McGraw is 58. Ray Parker Jr. is 71, Ghostbusters theme. And Rita Coolidge is 80 today.
Rita Coolidge.
She is 80 years old today.
Still around and kicking.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. Great to have you back, my friend.
Great to
be
back.
My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night. The bonus hour is next.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.